All right. Well, good afternoon. Can y'all hear me okay? Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Miranda Gillum, and I'm a graduate research assistant at Texas Tech University. I'm obtaining my master's in the Agricultural and Economics Department. My advisor is Dr. Philip Johnson, and he's been helping me on this project over the last few months. For this presentation, I guess, it's Field Print Calculator, Results from the Texas High Plains. And we'd also like to give a big thank you to the National Cotton Council and Texas Alliance for Water Conservation for funding the project. Okay, so the Field Print Calculator is an analytical tool designed by Field to Market, the Keystone Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. The calculator evaluates crop production operations and computes their sustainability and operational efficiency. In the calculator, a producer's sustainability is evaluated based on 7 metrics. These metrics include land use, irrigation water use, energy use, greenhouse gas emissions, soil conservation, soil carbon, and water quality index. For this project, Dr. Johnson and I consulted back and forth, and we decided to use the first 5 metrics. So land use is directly tied to yield. Irrigation water use is just the amount of water applied per acre. Energy use is going to be composed of direct and indirect energy. So that's going to include your irrigation system energy, tractors going down the field, fertilizer manufacturing, the use of fertilizers, and so on. Greenhouse gas emissions are the emissions from that energy usage. And soil conservation is just soil erosion. So the Field Print Calculator produces calculations on a per pound of output basis. As you know, cotton is a joint product. It's got lint and seed. Since seed yield is expressed in terms of lint yield based on seed providing 17% of revenues, then they calculate everything based on a lint equivalent yield. And this is just taking the lint yield divided by 83%. So I just have a simple example. If you have 1,300 pounds of cotton, divide it by 0.83, you would have 1,566 pounds of cotton, lint equivalent yield. So we calculated indexes for each of these 5 metrics that I've talked about, and they're just based on the mean value of each metric for all fields. I have a really simple example here so you can kind of see how we did that. We're looking at land use. And this is for Site A, Field 2, in years 2008 and in 2010. So the first step is you have to calculate the lint equivalent yield. Again, that's just the yield divided by 83%, or 0.83. And the next step is you're trying to figure out the amount of acres it takes to produce 1 pound of cotton. So what we're doing is we're taking the 1 acre and dividing it by the yield for that acre. So, in order to produce 1 pound of cotton in 2008, this producer used 0.00057 acres. You then do that across all the fields and all the sites, and you get the average lint equivalent. So, in order to get the index for that particular field, you take their lint equivalent divided by the average, and it gives you their index. So, in 2008, you can see that the index was 78.08. And in 2007, their index was 132.88. Since a lower index value is better, this producer had a better year in 2008 than they did in 2010. This is just a chart to show you the indexes for each metric across all sites and years. Again, we're looking at land use, irrigation, energy use, greenhouse gas emissions, and soil conservation. You can see there's a lot of variability among all of the sites. And I just wanted to point out that these two sites right here, so AG and AH, they are dry land fields. Everything else to the left of them are irrigated. So I just wanted you to see the difference between a dry land field versus irrigated in these metrics. Again, this is just another chart showing the indexes. However, this is one general index for each site across all years and all metrics. Again, these are your dry land sites over here, and all of your irrigated are to the left. Okay, so for this project, We evaluated fields mainly in Hale and Floyd County up in the Texas High Plains. These producers had years from 2007 to 2013. And we're just evaluating the relationship between profitability and sustainability. So our goal was to prove that if a producer can become more sustainable, will they become more profitable? So all of the estimations that I've obtained have come from SAS Enterprise Guide 6.1. Okay, so this is the model that we ended up with. I had to run this model many, many times and try different variables, but I finally ended up with this one. Whenever I ran it the very first time, of course, I just used our five variables, each of the metrics, so land use, irrigation, energy, greenhouse gas, and soil conservation. When I ran the model, we discovered that soil conservation did not have a significant effect on our profit, so we decided to pull that variable out. We then figured out that energy and greenhouse gas emissions was highly correlated, which you would figure. So we decided to average those two variables and make it one. We could have either chose energy or greenhouse gases or average, so we decided to average it. And that gave us our EG variable. Now, gross margin is cash income minus cash expenses. So we decided to use that as our measure of profit. So as you can see, it is the dependent variable for this model. And then we have four variables. We have land use, irrigation, EG, which is the average of energy and greenhouse gas emissions, and then we have EG squared, which is just the squared value of the EG variable. We also decided to include dummy variables for that. So we have dummy variables for the years 2008 through 2013, and I left 2007 as the base year. Okay, so these are the results that came out of SAS once I ran the model. As you can see over here, all of the variables are highly significant, so I was really happy with that. Then you come back over here to the coefficients, and if a lower index value is better, then we would expect negative coefficients on these metrics, because if a producer increases their index value, you would hope that that would decrease their profit because they're becoming less sustainable. It's kind of backwards from what you would think, but a negative coefficient is good in this case. So this just shows the model again, and it includes the R-squared and the adjusted R-squared. I was pretty happy because the R-squared was 0.83 and the adjusted R-squared was 0.82. So I was pretty happy with those results. Those are pretty high for an R-squared. Okay, so I decided to create one general model. That way you didn't have to deal with the dummy variables every time you ran this. So all we did was we took the mean value for each production year and then incorporated those values into the intercept. And this allowed us to create that one general model for all 7 years. As you can see, it's just going to change the intercept, and it increased it by about $250. This is just a chart to help you visualize what I'm telling you, since it is kind of confusing. So we want a lower index value. In this case, if the index value increases, their gross margin is going to decrease because of those negative coefficients. So ultimately, if they can decrease their index value, then their gross margin would increase. Here's just a numerical example. This is a producer that has an index value of 100, an average index value. Whenever you do the calculations, you end up with a gross margin of $448.80. Okay, so say that producer becomes more sustainable, you would say, and they decrease their index value by 20 points, and they reduce it to 80. Whenever you do those calculations, you get a gross margin of $618.30. So that shows that their gross margin increased by $170 just by simply decreasing their index value by 20 points. This is just to recap the presentation. So the metrics in the calculator evaluate the sustainability of a producer. As I said before, the soil conservation variable did not have a significant effect on gross margin, so we decided to take it out of the model. And then analysis indicated that there is a positive relationship between sustainability and profitability. So there is incentive for a producer to reduce their index value in order to increase their gross margin or profit. And if y'all have any questions, I'll be happy to try and answer them. So. Yes. This one? I see what you're saying there. So I can see where you would want to reduce irrigation usage at some level, just because if you're applying too much water at some point, you're going to get, you know, diminishing marginal returns, so you're looking for that. Yeah, because... Okay. No, I guess I misunderstood your question. He helped me figure out what you were saying up here. But yeah, it's improving your efficiency of those uses. So like I said, a lower index value is better. So ultimately, if you have a lower index value for land usage, it's taking less acres to produce the same amount of cotton. Or it's taking less water to produce the same amount of cotton. Anyone? Yes. No. Yeah, I'll definitely take that into consideration. I would like to say that we did do that, but I don't think we did. So that'll be something I need to work on in the future since this is for my thesis. So thank you. Anybody else? All right, well, if y'all don't have any questions, then I think I'm done. So thank you.